Blog Talk Radio.
Let us take to ourselves the house of Yahweh in possession. Keep not thou silent, O Yahweh.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Live Yahuwah Radio. Worldwide International Radio Broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I be your host by name, your Seer, Israel, of Seed Royal. We're doing a series called The Due Order of YHWH. You know, I thought just when I just read that a minute ago, it dawned on me what he told Adam. He said, Adam, he said, you in trouble, but you was first, you was not in trouble, Adam, but you is in trouble now. He said, after you left out from under my authority, Adam, then all these troubles came on you. And that is the point we're trying to make. When we left out from under the power and the understanding and the due of Yahuwah, all these troubles is on us today. And he told Adam, you got 5,500 years before one of your descendants will start making some noise. That 5,500 years have passed, anyway. So we get that close of Yahuwah making his return. And our time is going to run out just like when Adam asked the question about why are we animal flesh? He said, well, and Adam answered, because you transgressed, Adam. You sinned against me. So, as long as we keep continue sinning against Yahuwah, listen to the known world on what their propaganda is, and never understanding what Yahuwah got written, the time is going to run out. So we're telling you in advance, see, right here, whatever you're doing, do the Bible supports it. If it do not, stop it. Make sure whatever move you make, oh, well, what I'm getting ready to do, the Bible supports what I'm getting ready to do. Can't do it. I'm getting more power to you. But if you're doing something that the Bible do not support, if you got an ear to ear, stop it. Get in where you fit in at and get on down the road, do your slowing, you hurt yourself and anybody that come in contact with you. Because the Bible gonna stand. You know, we just left some elders and a lot of people closing in on past 100 years old. And they look forward to understand some things, and they want to know how long and what happened. And that's why I say this is a big job to do. Memos all over the known country. And that's why you read on that 1228. The help is needed to do one thing. Do the research, put things together, be a help, not a distraction. This is a big job. Help. And at 12, you say, well, I don't have no gifts. Well, you can help, can't you? Well, it always help is not always financially. Sometimes your help is by you knowing something that you can do that will advance the ministry on what needs to be done for your salvation, because Yahweh gives you the gifts, and you got to find out what it is. Because one thing about it, we need interpreters. We need brothers and sisters that speak the different languages and stuff like that. Really, there's a lot of things that help falls in line. We're talking to the sisters out there in Narragansett. I couldn't hardly understand what they were saying. I couldn't, you know what I'm saying myself, that this is a problem that we're in. Of course, we have a language barrier, and those that have the understanding about certain languages and stuff like that, they got to step up and get in what they fit in it, before they can help in getting what you call a James 5:20. He said, if you're able to help a sinner get on the right track, whatever your shortcomings is, Yahweh might do the book of Acts wink at it. But you got to have something that you're doing. So help is needed in the six anointed camps more ways than financial. We need interpreters. We need brothers that prepared to understand, thus says Yahweh, and lead by example. You have to be able to lead by example now. You just can't lead because, oh, I won't be a leader. No, I don't work like that. You have to make sure you line up with the Bible on being a leader. You be a teacher, that means you understand exactly what to be taught. You can't teach in fear of the 17 nations. You gotta teach just as Yahweh, the man who got all this power. And you don't worry about what man and woman, the 17 nations got on the table. Even the wicked Israelites that we're gonna read about in a little while, we started on the lesson. I told them I'm gonna try to finish up on that about what happened when Christopher Columbus came over this way, who he brought with him. But he brought somebody with him. We'll talk about that unless something come up different. He brought somebody over with him that spoke the language of the people. Remember, they were leaving Spain. They were speaking Spanish. So that wasn't the language of the people. So those that speak Spanish today understand them. That wasn't the language. If that's the case, Christopher Columbus didn't need that. They called the Greeks. And the Greeks, that's what he was. Well, he could have been any one of the five sons of Esau, but they didn't even know interpreter speak Spanish because they didn't want to create that language. So Spanish is not a nationality, and it's nothing to be proud about because you did not speak Spanish. So those that can speak Spanish, it's nothing to be, well, I'm proud I can, none of this. You did not speak Spanish until Christopher Columbus came and taking you away and taught you the language. Because he would have needed Luis Torres to come with him. Because he spoke that. What did he need somebody to speak Spanish for? He spoke Spanish. No, he needed somebody to speak Semitic. The 10 northern tribes spoke Semitic. They did not speak Spanish. So Northern Kingdom is nothing to be proud about that you can speak Spanish. That just showing you was part of the captivity, because if you don't think so, what they need Louis Torres for them. Because all of them, everybody on this boat spoke Spanish. It's not your language. So we got a lot of teaching we got to do. And you know what? We're going to do it. And that's why I said we need help in the Six Anointed Camps on those that can research. Things to be researched. There's so much stuff to be researched. Not that we need, if you find something new, that's good. But we need stuff that is already there. And we'll tell you about the books and everything. And we're going to go back and show them the books again. I mean, let you know what books that tie in this. And then you need to start reading up on that book to help your people. We're going to talk about what happened in the northern world when Zora came to Europe. They called Europe. It wasn't called Europe. It was called Japhetic Land. We're going to talk about what happened to them. How did they rose to be in power? And what happened? How did they lose their power? So listen, we got more to do than keep on digressing with, well, I don't understand this. No, you're not going to never understand until you do the right thing. Because we watch the temperature of the peoples, and we can turn it up once we find out what you're on. We can turn it up, stay right. And now the computers can keep up with the Six Anointed Camps now. And that's what we have right now. We trying now to swing all the way out there around Madagascar. And like they said, a binge of our enemy. And the only way we can avenge you of your enemy is by exposing your enemy through the word of Yahuwah. And we're going to take care of 10 northern tribes, exposing, showing you that when they got over here and what happened to them and how they got jacked up, because they got out of order again. And you keep getting out of order, and you will remain in trouble until you get in order. So that's enough said on that. So we're just gonna swing around and go on the international side and see who all in the room. So one thing about it, see, we got a lot of memos. And we be looking for those special Six Anointed Camps to, you know, add on to what we bring to the table. Where is the research at? When we're going to tell you some things to research, go get the seer the information. Although he got it, but he wanted to hear it read, because once it's read, then we be able to tie it in spirit-led on some things to help people. Because the time is running short. Research is needed. Interpreters is needed. And the 12th chapter, verse 28, help is needed in the Six Anointed Camp. Not that by help. That's digressing help. Don't need that. We need somebody that say, okay, what book you want me to research on? What's the name of that book again? Okay. Let me see if I get some information on that book. I say, okay, now come on in and talk about that book right there. And then while you talk about that book, I can be doing something else. Okay? All right, another 3-hour broadcast, right? So got my little saying out the way. And now let's go see who all in the room. On the international side, all the sponsors still. That's 195 international countries. And guess what? It's flashing big time out of New York, New York, 111-397. 111-397, flashing out of New York, New York. See, when you gonna, no, I'm not getting back on that. I've been there and done that. No, I ain't getting back on that. See, WCC, you gotta remember one thing. This program is, we know you get your learning here, but it's not for you to dictate what it's going to be like. because it don't work like that with six anointed counts. We dictate. All thing you do is milk and talk smack. Well, you go ahead. That's up to you. Oh, yeah, God standing by. All right, let's see, can we bring our elder in? He came out the broadcast, and I'll take a look at some of these memos that's coming in. But one thing about the Northern Kingdom, you know, if you speak in Spanish, don't look at that as a blessing. That's not a blessing. That's a curse language, too. Because when you before you got conquered, it was no need for Luis Torres to come if that language was, because everybody in Spain spoke the Spanish language, So don't get caught up on you speak Spanish. Yeah, that's a good thing. It's a plus to be able to speak to, but tell them that they're not who they think they are. We don't get on that too. We're going to find our elder and bring him in, and we're going to take a look at these memos, and we'll get on down the road. Remember, all the feast days is over, and that you can read in Leviticus 23, but a lot of things come up next month, but we got plenty of time, so we got plenty of time to do a lot of things. This might just talk, but in the same token, we still got work to do in thus says Yahweh. So, when you meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh BJLC Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, Seer Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, got another fine audience, got memos coming in, and everywhere. So, the slots are still 195 international countries. Everybody got a representative in for this. Tape number 66111397 is flashing out of New York, New York. So, whether you got a tell of 111397, you're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me into the night's broadcast of 111,397 listeners. And as I always say, the increase is always a good thing. But sitting back listening to your opening announcement about doing research, it brought back memories to me, and I'm quite sure maybe a few other people listening also. I do research for the temple all the time, and I would think that when you reach out there and do research and bring that information back to the temple to speak on, that's a good thing. You have to say, Yahweh bless you, you know, for your services. But we sometimes have those that go out and do research, and they decide they want to leave on their own and try to take the research from the temple which they have submitted. And that's not a blessing. Now, that's what you call a curse. You have to keep in mind that when you're asked to do things and you do it, it's for a Yahwali reason. I think that's always something to think about. Like you see some people reading the Bible. You reach out and you try to help them, like the prophet Philip did, you know, in the book of Acts, chapter 30. What was it, chapter 8, reading verses 30, 31, and 32? You know, he asked, do you understand what you read? So how can I unless some man should guide me? Well, this is what we do. We try to guide people in the right direction. Just don't put the book in the hand and say, okay, let's do some book. No, interpret the scriptures, read it, rehearse the righteous act. You have to remember, in the book of 2nd Extra, chapter 7, verses 7 through 8, verse 7 says, the entrance therefore is narrow, and is set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand and deep water on the left. And the only path between both of them, between the fire and the water, was so small, it could only one man go through there at once. Well, when you're trying to reach the good land or reach the good word, or something that's righteous, that pathway is very narrow. And we have to remember that. And this is what a teacher does. A teacher teaches his students. And even though he have knowledge, he gains experience even more by teaching. Now, I say that quite often. Should make sense for those that went to school. Teacher gets better and better. We hate the substitutes. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher, and possibly learning to teach one day themselves. I've said before, this shows well in all the six camps that teach. We reach out and hear those things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. And why? That's without the proper teaching. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending our large broadcast, helping guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity. Welcome to our broadcast with live topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Connecting the Bible books, as we usually do, for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you found that what you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Generally, we don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. Temple class, well, actually our online class starts at 7:30 to 10:30. And Saturday is the bottom part of the Sabbath. Our temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine right on the search line in the www.tribeyhdh.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated as you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live? Also, for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time, like now. To get there, type in three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, you'll be right into the live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses to use. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E, YHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDH YSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now we also have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone in the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine. On the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, once again, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah. Just choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. We will be listed on Pal Talk under ethnic group, African American. Look for the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe Yada. This is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online topic will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topic or multiple text questions answered, or actually any more than two text questions answered at a time. If you fail to follow your righteous act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue for our members on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to keep the scriptures in mind, don't try to win the bump the gums contest, as I've seen many times before. You will miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn Yahuwah's word. At this particular time, we were going to continue our learning. Keep the Bibles open, pass our program back to our seer Israel, and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Mr. Tibbs. That's definitely a problem to catch you on the bottom part. But I want to get back to you a couple of things before I bring Brother Yahdai Israel in and get us some. And like I was saying earlier, there's a lot of questions on the table, but see, we got to understand something. It's just missing information that it could have been brought out to you in time, but you have to get in order to receive it. And one thing, and I keep saying, once this ministry is in order, Yahuwah is going to step up the next hand. Now, I'm going to talk about a couple of things that's in history. That looking at a couple of my notes and on some things that we need to know. Like I said, get back to this. This Louis Torres. See, I got to deal with that because something that is real, but I got to tell the book. See, now I can tell the book and all of those besides the WCC get in there and be saying, okay, yeah, I see it. Because even on, see, a lot of things we can say, but we have to wait until you can catch up. And now you'd be able to work that computer. Now you can go on that computer and peep at some things. And now we'll be able to unlock some things. And after we hear it read, where's my guy at Christopher Columbus? And what book that you see? I'm looking for to find out what would that statement going out, because see, Northern Kingdom, a lot of information that they need to know. And Southern Kingdom got a lot of information they need to know. But now we all can read together. I mean, now I can't find that. That's what it is. So I got the lugging in my books in, and I was all good. Just looking at the timeline here, calling me so I have to leave to get to do this broadcast. But I guess I'll get back at that again another time too. I'll leave that like it is until I get my ducks in a row on a lot of things that's coming up now, because always something new coming up, but it's really old coming up. It's not new. It's just now Yahuwah have brought into understanding that people's understanding something is wrong. And they can't put their finger on what's wrong. But we can put our thing on what's wrong. What's wrong? Because I tell you what, I can't find it. I can't find none of my notes. See, I can't find nothing. And I had it already. I was going to continue on it. I told some of the seniors I'm going to continue a little bit more on it. But see, that's what I said in my mind. And that's the point I'm making. Yeah, my mind might have told me, yeah, that's what you're going to do with your mind. But when I tell you one thing, before you think your mind going to do what you think you're going to do, I might have something else I want you to do. Okay. Well, I'll leave it like that. I can't find it. Can't continue on it. So I'll tell you what I'll do. Let me go on to the airways and and find my brother. Brother Yabda Israel, tribe of Yabda Judah. Let me find him, and we'll just see which way that, you know, I had my mind already what I thought I might want to do. Now, look at that. Okay, well, find what you want to do. I can't find it. Well, that means I don't want you to do that. Okay. Oh, Yahda Israel. Yahqua BJLC Roy.
Yahqua bless you, see Israel. I see Roy. Hallelujah. Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua. Oh, Yahda Israel. Have you been in a, where you had something on your mind that you had already wanted to do? And soon you get ready to do that, something else come up. Have you ever experienced that, Brother Yahda Israel?
Yes, yeah, it's a weekly thing.
Hallelujah. Well, see, it is so much information that, you know, a brother came to me today earlier, and he was talking about, you know, that he's proud to be a Cherokee. He'd probably be a Cherokee Indian. And, you know, he know. And I said to myself, it's just so much information. But I tell you what, that's what I want you to do. Because he will be listening. Let me explain something to you. It's a book that called by this guy, he's a graduate out of University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill in North Carolina. And he done some research about the North Carolinas and how before they was put in that predicament of being Cherokees, because Cherokees was, they come from removing something and keep on removing something and removing something and removing something, and it got down to Cherokee. But we'll talk about him one day. His name is Warner, W-A-R-R-E-N, middle initial E, M-I-L-T-E-E-R, Junior. He received his Ph.D. It's Ph.D. from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He's assistant professor of history at Virginia Tech. And he got a lot of information that can help you, Mr. Cherokee, on, and we had it too, but we can't touch on everything. But when you a Cherokee, you have to first peel back that and see the peoples of the land for them to get any type of benefit. They had to see who was the remaining group, and it was the Cherokees. But they was not called Cherokees until such names that we didn't even want to get off into it. We got into another lesson, maybe in a class lesson. If such names was removed, and when such other name was removed, then it got down to Cherokee. We do have that history and understanding about that too. Like I say, this is a big job ahead of us, and our job is to pass on. But like we said about Northern Kingdom, don't get excited and think you puffed up because you speak Spanish. A Spanish language, just like the English language. That lets you know you've been enslaved. That means you've been slaved off. Because if you're proud of speaking English, that means that you're proud of being a slave. Because that's not your language neither. That is a language that was beat, because you didn't even say outright. There were so many of us, but some of our foreparents, when they took that rod and slapped aside the head with it, we didn't even say ouch right. So they had to correct you to say ouch right. When I hit you with this club side your head, I want you to say ouch. Not what you said, because I don't know what that means, but you said, when I hit you, you said, ouch. Now I know you feel it when you said, ouch. See, we was beat into the language called English. We was beat into the language called the Spanish language. All these languages we got, we was beat into it as not our native tongue language. Keep that in your mind. So don't get puffed up. Anybody can speak any language outside of your Yahweh-given language is not a blessing, but it is a blessing, but it's not a blessing. But don't get puffed up. Because you can speak any language besides the language that Yahweh gave you a language. He gave you a language, but you transgressed against him, and he threw you off in that great captivity. Matter of fact, Brother Yahweh Israel, in the book of Jubilees, because Yahweh waited on old Abraham, I want to take a look at that real quick, too. In the book of Jubilees, around about the fourth chapter, when Abraham told Abraham, get on down the road of peace, then he sent a mental spirit to say, I now correct his tongue. So Brother Yahweh Israel, give you a chance to pull that out and show you even they lost their tongue and Yahweh gave Abraham back a tongue. And let's see what tongue he gave him back. Then we'll get some Luke 12:12. And by that time, we can get down the road. So let's all bring Brother Yahweh Israel in, and we're going to look at that out of Jubilees about when he looked on Abram and he sent the Milton Spirit down there and said, hey, go down there and straighten his tongue up so he can understand what I got to say. We'll talk about that in a minute. But when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahweh Israel,
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see you, Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Before we get up to Luke 12:12, I don't have no booklets around me. Matter of fact, my books are all in my bag, and I'm looking for something. I can't find that, so I ain't going to worry about it and try to find that. But we know when Abram was tested real good, Yahweh brought him out to fire. He killed that old piece of brother of his, let him stay in the fire. But he brought Abraham out. Then after he brought Abraham out, he said, he sent the mental spirit down and said, hey, get on down there and put what on him that we can read. Now, what can we read to put some on him, and then Yahweh will take it from there? So this is what we're trying to say. Everybody claims Abraham, but Abraham had a covenant. But we want to find out what language was Abraham. So whatever language Abraham spoke, he passed it down to Isaac, and Isaac passed it down to Jacob. Then Jacob's name was changed to Israel. Then Israel had 12 sons, so they all spoke the pure language after their grandfather. So can we just go in and find out exactly what happened that we can read all together when Abraham received the pure tongue of the Semitic language and what was the condition of it? Take it from there, Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
Read from the book of Jubilee, chapter 12, verse number 22 reads, and he made an end of speaking and praying. Behold, the word of Yahweh was sent to him through me, said, get thee up from thy country, from thy kindred, from the family of your father, to a land which I will show you. I will make you a great and numerous nation. Verse 23, I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great. You will be blessed in the earth. And in thee will all families of the earth be blessed. I will bless them that bless you, curse them that curse you. Verse 24. And I shall be Yahweh to you and your son, and to your son's son, and to all your seed. Fear not, from henceforth and unto all generations of the earth, I am your Yahweh. Verse 25. Yahweh said, open his mouth and his ears, that he may hear and speak with his mouth, with the language which he had with the language which had been revealed, but it had ceased from the mouth of all the family of men from the day of the overthrow of Babel. Verse 26. And I opened his mouth and his ears and his lips and began to speak with him in the Shemitic tongue of the creation.
Excellent. Excellent. He said that language had deceased from Genesis chapter 11. That language was gone. When he came down there and went on Nimrod and them, they had something to do. They went through their own thing. And Yahweh snapped them all in the mouth and took away that pure Semitic tongue from them. And they didn't understand one another. And then once he kept Abram, and then he found out he was all right. He said, now get that tongue back to Abram. So the only people that were speaking the pure Semitic language was Abram and what came out of Abram's loins, Isaac and Jacob. So now you see who was speaking the pure Semitic language only. So you always had a dialect problem of this language called the original language Semitic, and that's why they hijacked it and come up with a word called Hebrew. So Abram had the language of Yahweh. Abraham had. Now, we're not going to beat that too long, and I don't want to beat that too long. I don't want to beat that too long. But now you see, the language that was spoken was Semitic. Now, before we here's a booklet that is good to read for those that need to understand that they were speaking Semitic. And at the time of the children of Israel, Northern Kingdom got to the known world of Shem's second language. This land was called the land of Shem because Shem got a better portion. In a book called Christopher Columbus, 1884, Participant of the Jew-Spanish-Portugal Discovery by Dr. M-K-A-Y-S-E-R-L-I-N-G. Chapter 6. Then what it says. It says, I'm just reading a little bit out of there. Under the ban of persecution, the homeless were taking part in the boys, among the boys' company whose name have came down to us, a complete list of his loss, and there were several men that went with Christopher Columbus. And they was employed by Christopher Columbus. One of a noted name, a lot of them, is not in my records. This was Dr. K-A-Y-S-E-R saying, but what stood out to me was Louis D. Torres. He was baptized upon the Christopher Columbus. Look at that. He was baptized out of Christopher Columbus. But he had a high government position in Spain. So Christopher Columbus brought him with him, because he spoke the Hebrew language, the Chaldean language, and some Arabic. Christopher Columbus employed him to be an interpreter. Now what? Now why was Christopher Columbus wanting to be an interpreter? If Christopher Columbus spoke the Spanish language plainly, they wanted him to finish the Spanish language. So why would Christopher Columbus employ a Semitic tribe of Yahweh Judah that was converted, but listen, understand one thing. He was baptized up under Christopher Columbus. So that made him automatic a first Maccabees 1:11. What it saying in 1:11 there, brother Yahweh Israel? See, that made him automatic a first Maccabees 1:11. When he got converted upon the Christianity, then that made him a 1:11 of Maccabees. Right off the top. 1:11, what did it say?
The book of 1 Maccabees 1, verse number 11 reads, in those days went there out of Israel wicked men who persuaded many, saying, let us go and make a covenant with the five sons of Esau that are round about us. But since we departed from them, we have had much suffering.
You see it? So there's right there. So everybody patting Louis D. Torres on the back. He's out of order. Because first of all, Yahweh said in the book of Judges chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. What he said plainly, Brother Yahweh Israel, in the book of Judges 1, 2, and 3.
The book of Judges chapter 3.
Chapter 2. Well, chapter 2. Make it 2. How about 2, 1, 2, and 3? Will that work out for try Judges 2, 1, 2, and 3. Try that and see where it work out a little bit.
The book of Judges chapter 2, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 3 reads. Book of Judges 2, verse number 1. And then the spirit of Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bocher and said, I made you to go up out of Mizraim, and I brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2. You shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altar. You have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Verse 3. Before I also said, I will not drive them out from you. They shall be as thorns in your side. Therefore shall quarrel. Shall be a snare unto you.
So you see that, David, when you don't obey what Yahweh says, don't make no league with him. Now here is Louis D. Torres was baptized up under Christopher Columbus and employed in the government to be an interpreter. Because when we go meet the people that's over in the other world, because he had records. Now, here go another book. Here go another book. Now, all the computer whiz going at. Remember, you got Christopher Columbus, 1884. It's a book read by Dr. M. K. Sterling, S-E-R-E-L-I-N-G. It's called Christopher Columbus, Participant of the Jews, Spanish-Portuguese Discovery. So now, they had where the Northern Kingdom is at. But in another book called The Secret Achievements of the Vatican City, The Secret Achievements of the Vatican City, the Vatican, by Mary Luisa Ambrosina. She says on page 155, it is something greater than Europe. It is something greater than Africa. The Pope had a collection of Semitic codex, C-O-D-I-C-E-S. And they read about the people's once they had it translated to them. So this book right here tells a big chunk of information about what Christopher Columbus had in his hand. He was trying to win something for the power to be, but they had the secret codex, it was written out in the Vatican City right now. They got secret codex written in Semitic called Hebrew. It tells exactly who these people is over there in the northern world. I mean, over there in the western world, everything. But why should they tell you? Why should they tell you? They tell you continue doing what you're doing. Because as long as you continue doing what you're doing, we continue to be in power and Yahweh ain't going to intervene. That's the point we make. So now we gave you two books. But I tell you what we'll do. We'll give you two books. To check into. And once you start finding out about the information that the Six Anointed Camps you know of, and someone would catch on fire and get in where they fit in it. Christopher Columbus, participant of the Jews, Spanish, Portugal discovery. Especially on page 6. The Secret Achievements of Leviticus by Mary, whatever name is. On page 155. So, you check into that, and then you understand what we might be going with that part. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahdai Israel. Let's get something going on now. Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
And at the very same hour, the righteous spirit would teach you what you ought to say. And, you know, I believe that. And I believe, at least, help me out, Brother Yahdai Israel, St. John 3:11. I believe St. John 3:11. What do 3:11 say in St. John?
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 11 reads, book of St. John, chapter 3, verse number 11. "Truly, truly, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness."
Mm-hmm. We testify what we know. And what we know, it is a new college library that's in it's in the UK. It's over there in the UK, United Kingdom. It's EDINBURGH. Now, they have a little bit more information on King James. The image of King James, they got a little more information on it. And they said, not only did King James was a black man, and he was Jacob. He was from the tribe of Jacob. You got it. But he also ruled for the, not King James Stuart. And when you found the information what the word Stuart mean and stuff like that, King James came from a long line of black Scottish. And see, that's what we got to get at, see, Roy. See, you've been taught all our life that the name we got is the white man's name. The last name we got is that's not even the white man's name. It's just so much information that we're going to bring out as we unlock things that have been here from you. Because now you got your computers, you can go and check it out. There's in the library that the Stuart family, the Stuarts and what the Scottish Stuart family, they ruled over there for blood family line for 343 years of rulership. Scotland, the Stuarts are not only rulers in Scotland. Look at this. Now watch this now. They also ruled in France, Spain. You know, it talks about the Dark Ages. The Dark Ages. See, you think the Dark Ages mean the almost a year where that it was just missing. No. What they do, they use the propaganda. Dark Ages mean that was a time that sins of Esau was not, that's the time they was ramping up in them caves from 476. Until the late 1400s, all in between there. See, everything that goes on between from 193 to 1492, all goes in between that. That's when people of color that was running things, but the people of color all the way genuine. They went all the way genuine, see, right? But if you want to brag about what them the years that you, no, yeah, understand that. But what happened? That's the point we're making. But what happened? How did you lose your room? What happened? That's where we come in. Now, let me show you some places that King James was running things. And you know, and the closest one that came to King James running things was a Byzantine. Up on the, you know, Constantine, you could say Constantine was the sentence of Esau. No, he was not. See? No, he was not. See, everything you got in history has been turned upside down on you. Read that from the brother Yahdai Israel, Isaiah 29:16. So let me tell you something. Everything that you have, we think you got with them degrees you got, them Bible or certificates you got, you've been taught wrong. And we're able to tell you that because now we can show you right to the book and show you exactly where you can stay behind the curtain and hide behind the curtain, be a 12-3, but we can show you soundly what book says now everybody got access to computers now. What book that got you hijacked and show you where you got hijacked at? We're going to be able to show you soundly where you went wrong at. And then not only that, we're going to show you how to get right, too. What you reading now? 29:16, right? Brother Yahdai Israel, what it say?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse number 16 reads, book of Isaiah, chapter 29, verse number 16. Isaiah 29, verse 16. Surely, you're turning things upside down. Shall be esteemed as the potter's clay.
This thing been turned upside down. And the only one going to be able to break it down, we don't watch the best of my ears. Is, again, the bosses of the true Israelites. Tribe of YHDH. Now, let's get back to Stewart for a minute. The Stewart family. So remember, it's 1,000 years of, they call it the Dark Age, 1,000 years, but it was more. Because in 193, in 193, but we just round off to 1,000 years. They call it Dark Ages. From 500 A.D. to 1500 A.D., them was the years that was totally ruled by some black. Somebody was black was running. It was always was a tribe of Yahdah, but they was wicked. They was wicked as hell. It's tamed bottom line. They were wicked as hell, but they was, they time to rule. 1,000 years. They were wicked. The Moors, black folks, Israelites, tribe of Yahdah, they was wicked. Now, when King James, remember when you're reading the story about the two sons that came out of Judah, was he had two sons, Perez and Zorah. But you also got in 1000 B.C. when David, son Solomon, captured everything in the northern world of the sons of Japhetic. Other lessons can tell you that. But we want to show you some things that King James family was doing from the time of all of what was going on. They ran the bloodline of blacks, and you can find this in the New College, a library, E-D-I-N-B-U-R-G-H, the United Kingdom. It's in their records. We can tell you more about it, but we're going to get to this point. We'll tell you a little bit more about it. But they got records showing you that King James ran things for 300, not King James, his family line, for 343 years. 1776, Brother Yahdai Israel, can you subtract 2,000 and whatever it is, now 10,000 years between that? Well, I keep telling you reading this. How many years? But let's see some more. For 343 years, the black Scottish Stuart family, kings for 343 years. The rulership in Scotland, the Stuart not only ruled Scotland, they ruled France, Spain, Ireland, England, British, Wales. was able to rule all these lands because of the peoples at this time, especially from Iberia. Now, go to map about Iberia. Iberia at the time of between 500, I'm sorry, they call it the Dark Ages. The Iberians was black peoples. Before Iberia was black peoples over there. This is right. But then why do I not teach nobody none of this? You know why? Because we start teaching this, they'll say, wait a minute. The Iberian people's descendants was from the tribe of Judah and the other tribe. The only rulers that you can, that come close to what the Stuart family did was the Byzantines, the Roman Empire. But see, the Roman Empire at the time, the Byzantines, they are black folks. All these are black folks, see, right? But anybody I've got a 348 on them. What happened in Maccabees 348? Here's what happened, see, right? See, listen. See, the world is a 14 verse 9 to the six anointed accounts of voices of a Jewish life. What it says in Numbers 14 verse 9?
Book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse number 9 reads, Numbers chapter 14, verse 9, only rebel not you against Yahweh, neither fear you the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them.
Yeah, see, the world is bread to us once we organize to the ones that will move them over. Of the most wicked, puffed up spirits, and get on about the business that you're created to be. Get your families in order for it, and then be able to have somebody that, and if you look at somebody next to you, they able to pass you some a note or something on what you need. Not always got an unhung hand on the hips. You need to be ingrained on what Yahweh got right here. Now, see, when you read about it out of this, I just told you a minute ago, Iberia. When you look on your map and find about the Iberians and by time between the time that the 340 some years that they was running. See, remember, the original Scots, the Irish, they're proud of being, listen, all these folks was black folks. All these names you got was black folks. When you start running the kings down between the timeline of 193 up to 1492, them was black kings. So these names that you got, we from Charles the First, Charles the Fifth, and all these names. These names didn't come from the sons of Esau, but he took over the name like he always do. He always take your name. And put, so when you think you call by one name, we got the records from show you soundly. All this week, we'll show you soundly how that the name that we call ourselves today, too. See, you might be with the name that you got. You might be the one that came out of after when a certain governor, big general, that taken over and stopped the key of the Stuart family and deport you and got a record of you. And guess what? We got the record too. We got the record of the one that was deported. Thousands of you was deported into places in the 1500s, all that. But guess what? You wasn't from Africa. See, you got your degree saying you were. No, you got a lot of them was deported. They came out of the northern world. And they got the records. They had to give them. I ain't got my list on it. I ain't got that. I'll probably have a little bit. I'll do a little bit tomorrow. But I'll tell you one thing. I give you a name to research. You research Oliver Corn. I ain't going to pronounce it. I get more calls on. See, you butcher. So what? I butcher up a name. His name is Oliver, C-R-O-M, W-E-L-L. This is a guy right here that taken down over 4,000 men and taken over tens of thousands into captivity. And he taken, and this is what he had you shipped to: Barbados, Charleston Town, Cambridge. He had you going to Newport. He had you going. He has Virginia, Jonestown, Virginia. So you see, he had you going to all these places. And what his name is? Oliver. Just put his name in your computer. Your computer whiz. Oliver Cromwell. It will. C-H-O-M-W-E-L-L. You ask your computer, what did he do? And then you find out he was the one that taken the children of Jacob. Children of Jacob from the rulership and taking them to all these lands that we are in today. And they know nothing about being an African-American, Negro, or color. They didn't know nothing about that. They was basically the rulership that after, on chapter 3, and chapter 1, what book is this? Let me see what book this is. I'll tell you what I do. I give you the book. And you look on chapter 3 and start breaking it down. Right? The book is, the book was in 1745, by Jacobite agreement. It's called Jacobite agreement. J-A-C-O-B-I-T-E G-L-E-M-N-I-N-G. We was touching on this about early part of the year. Wasn't that brother? We touched on it. We don't have to get off the thing. That's why we gotta have brothers and sisters to keep going with it, because always something has to go up. Because a seer's job is to add on to what you own, but you got to conquer this part. We started on this back. How many months ago we started on this, brother Yahdai Israel? How many months of this work?
It's been a while since we dealt with that Jacobite gleaning. It's been a while.
You see, and then nobody picks it up and go forward. Everybody waiting to catch you to see her say or pronounce a wrong word. From the manuscript of a short strip of the Jacobite transportation in 1745 by, now, his name is J, I ain't gonna even pronounce it, M-A-C-H-E-T-H, F-O-R-B-E-S, that's his name. But he says, not on that, he said, and John Rickey, and now we got the books and wrote on what he did years ago, John Rickey, what he did, and what he did, and how he carried a whole bunch of, and they got the list of this. Now this is the list that we got. This is the list we got. For example, watch this: name, how old person was, the profession, the country, status, remark. Okay, now here you go. His name, age, Robert Adams, 18 years old, a laborer, profession, country, Sterling. That, how tall is he? 5 feet, 1 4 inches. What does he look like? But he's coming out of Europe. Black with a smooth face. Black with a smooth face. Okay? Black, dark brown with a smooth face. Okay. Now what do you mean by that? Black with a smooth face. So now this is, now we got a whole list. And but listen to his name, Robert Adams. Now through your degrees, Robert Adams, that's a white man. No, secret. No. The peoples of the children of Jacob that was in the northern world had all the names that we call ourselves. So you might be surprised. You might not have came from where you thought you came from. You might have came, if you got Indian names, last name that we going to bring up later on, I don't know. Somebody's and one of the 6 million account picks it up. All the names you think you got, you think it came from the white man, Esau? No, it did not. Nope. No, it did not. See, that's another bad teaching. See, you make a people a great, make them a greater people than they're not. They're not. All they do is take your name and they say it's their name. Every name they call themselves, they got it from you. And we got the records that they did. And we know where you went, what places you went, how they changed your name, and if the name sounds pretty good, they take over your name. We got all that record too, but we don't leave that. We don't leave that like it is. Now, how many years this place been since 1776? How many years that Brother Yaakov got his record?
It's been 245 years, yeah.
You mean you trying to tell me that the powers that be ain't been in power how long?
245 years.
The Stewart family, on record, was ruling all the whole known world, even over this way. Anything happened between 193 and 1492, listen, whatever happened that was a significant, if that's a word, from 193 to 1492, black folks did it. Whatever it was going on, if anybody was seeing nothing, even about the Puritans, anything about the, you got to know between that time, they done the 348 once they got hold to your records. Maccabees 340, what did they do in 348?
The book of 1 Maccabees, chapter 3, verse 48 reads, laid up in the book of the Torah instruction, wherein the heathen, by the son of Esau, has sought to paint the likeness of their images.
See, they paint the likeness of themselves. They had your records. We just got through giving you a booklet where they had the codex of Semitic, the name of the book, whoever told you earlier about that book. They had all of what you did. They had the writings. They had from the captivity of the 70 AD captivity, where they taking your menorah, your records, and everything. But when they taking all your records, they threw it down into the dungeons, you know. And then as the Pope them touching their arms out real good, they start pulling up one record at a time. And they have to have some snakes until they can speak the language. Like it's what's his brother name that they love to call him a great brother, but he wasn't a great brother, he was a turncoat too. He was in a around 7 AD. What's his name there, Brother Yaakov? He's turncoat too. Because he cut him a deal and they gave him a position and then he was able to tell him exactly what the Hebrew, the Semitic was all about. I can't think of his name right now. You gotta come to me. What is that guy's name that they got so many books about him and soon they hear his name, their eyes go on high? What's his name, Brother Yaakov Israel?
Yeah, I believe you referring to Josephus.
Yeah, Josephus. Yeah, Josephus. Josephus. See that? See what kind of name he got? Josephus. That was a turncoat. Because he told you don't make no league with the inhabitants of the land. That's going against your peoples. So when he was in the royal family, when he got conquered, and he told him, you know, he cut him a deal, and he said all the right things, he had a bunch of cheese. And then he wrote so many books about such things, but upon a day supervision. Same thing by Louis Torres. They gave a big office job. And that's why Christopher Columbus, first thing he did before he got on the ship, he baptized him in front of him, fall down and make sure you worship me. and I will lose Torres dead. So you got to watch like you watch the ones wearing them skinny jeans. He knows something is the wrong teaching. He knows he's out of order everywhere. But they get paid to deliver you up. But you get excited about these ones that transgress against Torah instruction, and it makes you excited. Huh? You get excited. You get excited about stuff that it's no count. Now, let me get some more in there. I want to go back and touch on something, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, I want to just bring out something, you know, in the 60th chapter of the book of Adam and Eve. In the 60th chapter of Adam and Eve, I just want to bring out something that's written in the 60th chapter. I'm going to point out some things that's in the 60th chapter of the book of Adam and Eve. The first one we got to hear read first and show you how he got the attention, how he gets Adam attention. Matter of fact, I'm going to show you the reason why he got his attention. And that's what I'm going to keep telling you, see, right? It tells you in 7:24, judge not according to appearance. Let me show you something. I'm going to show you so you can be aware of this, especially you six and on the count. Be aware of what you're getting ready to read. We're going to on page 41. And the 60th chapter, and we want to point out some things. And look what he says over here. Verse 20. Let's read 60 verse 29. Let's listen to this. We don't see we all reason with what we're getting ready to read. In the first book of Adam and Eve, chapter 60 verse 20. Let's bring old the Almighty in. Let's see what happened here. Verse 29-29. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 60, verse number 20-29 reads. First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 60, verse number 20. Then Yahuwah said unto me, fear not, when I find this him, smite him with the staff that is in thy hand. Be not afraid of him, for thou art of old standing. He shall not prevail against you. Verse 21. Then I said, O my Yahuwah, I am old and cannot go. Send your minister spirit to bring me. Verse 22. But Yahuwah said unto me, minister spirit truly are not like them. They will not consent to come with them. But I have chosen thee because they are thy offspring, like thee, and will hearken to what you say. Verse 23. Yahuwah said further to me, if thou hast not strength to walk, I will send a cloud to carry thee, and a light thee at the entrance of their cave. Then the cloud will return and leave thee there. Verse 24. And if they will come with thee, I will send a cloud to carry thee and them. Verse 25. Then he commanded a cloud, and it bare me up and brought me to you. Then went back. Verse 26. Now, O my children, family, Adam and Eve, look at my hoary hairs, and at my feeble estate, and at my coming from the distant place. Come with me to a place of rest. Verse 27. Then he began to weep and to sob before Adam and Eve, and his tears poured upon the earth like water. Verse 28. When Adam and Eve raised their eyes and saw his beard, heard his sweet talk, their minds softened toward him. They hearkened unto him, for they believed he was true. Verse 29. It seemed to them that they really were his offspring when they saw that his face was like their own, and they trusted him.
Ain't that something? You hear the man? You hear the man say it? You see what happened? See, this is what happened to us today. Now, wait a minute. He says, he said all the right things, but what I hope to get your attention. in their six anointed camps. When verse 28, and when Adam and Eve raised their eyes and saw his beard. Didn't we just read about some smooth skinned Israelite went into captivity? Wait a minute. They saw his beard, see, right? You mean Satan dressed himself up in a beard? Why did he do that? Why did Satan put a beard on him? Let's see what it says why he did that. Why did Satan put a beard on him? And 29. And it seemed to them, Adam and Eve, that they really was his offspring. When they saw that his face was like their own, and they trusted him. Wait a minute. Satan had a beard. You mean that Adam had a beard? Now, how many times you watch the most piece of one eye face, and you got Adam get a smooth face? No, see, right? You see what I'm saying? Everything out of order. Adam had a beard, see, right? Adam wore a beard. Now, he said, when I looked on him, he mirrored me. But wait a minute, what else did he have on that mirrored what he had on? 60 verse 1. What he had on that brother Yahdai Israel? What else he had on that mirrored Adam? And 60 verse 1.
First book of Adam and Eve, 60, verse number 1. Then on the 89th day, Satan came to the cave, clad in a garment of light, and girded about with the bright girdles.
Ain't that so? Now, Adam just said, when Satan showed up, he looked just like he had a beard on. Satan had a garment. Yes, he right. Adam wore a garment. He wore a garment. Satan tried to get like them. He had on a garment. He had a beard. And Adam said, I listened to him because he looked just like me. And that's why he asked Yahweh a question pertaining to this. See, he asked Yahweh a question pertaining to these things. See? And see, you got brothers with not having the record. He going to ask Yahweh a question about this man came and he looked just like me. He had a beard just like me. He had a garment just like me. But what did Yahweh say in St. John 7:24? What did it say there in St. John 7:24, brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of St. John, chapter 7, verse number 24 reads, book of St. John 7, verse 24, judge not according to the appearance, but judge toward instructional judgment.
See, what that mean? 2 Ezra 7:21, what that supposed to mean? 2 Ezra 7:21, what that supposed to mean by judge not according to appearance? 2 Ezra 7:21.
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 7, verse 21 reads, for Yahweh have given strength to her instructions to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
Is it? Yahweh will give you strength to her instructions. So Satan say, I got to get to Adam. Says, now I gotta go one-on-one with him. So you know what he did? He done the same thing. He dressed like him. Remember, you just got to read about what Christopher Columbus did in his book. He said, you gonna be with me? Then show me. Get baptized before me now. So this brother to receive the government job that he had to denounce everything that he had, and now he become a Christian. See what he did? So now he become a Christian. He said, yeah, you're going to be all right. Now you're going to denounce your Yahweh. So one thing about it, you fell down to me. See? In the book, we just got to give you the, you know, play like a tape later, get it. The book that's showing you that when Louis Torres to come with Christopher Columbus, he had to be first baptized in the Roman Christian religion. And he accepted that, and they had him a big position in the government of the Roman Catholic Church. Made him a boss or something. Boss of the washrooms anyway. And you know, he was ready to say yeah. Now, Satan, let's go back to Satan. Because there's something else I want to take a look at this brother Yahweh is right up. I want to take a look at something that Adam asked. You can find in me, Adam asked a question. I tell you what, let's stick around by verse number 6. Now we got in verse 5, we got Satan drew near in the cave with a fair appearance, you know. So his fair appearance, you know, he had his garment on, garments, fringes on, a beard. But we go and get a little bit more out of this. Pick up verse 7, stick to verse 7. Let's see, there's another point in this that we need to know. Pick up verse 7, let's read a little bit.
First book of Adam and Eve, 60, verse number 7 reads, it was so that when he had created me, he placed me in a garden in the north on the border of the world. He said to me, abide here, and I abound there according to his word. Then did I transgress his Torah instruction. Verse number 9. Then he made a slumber to come over me, and he brought thee, O Adam, out of my sight, but did not make thee abide by me. Verse number 10. But Yahweh took thee in his divine hand and placed thee in a garden to the eastward. Verse number 11. Then I grieved because of you, for that while Yahweh had taken thee out of my sight, he had not let thee abide with me. Verse 12. Yahweh said unto me, grieve not because of that whom I brought out of your sight. No harm would come to him. Verse 13. For now I have brought out of his side a help meet for him, and I have given him joy by doing so, by so do. Verse 14. Then Satan said again, I did not know how it is you are in this cave, nor anything about this trial that has come upon you, until Yahweh said to me, behold, Adam has transgressed. He whom I had taken out of thy sight, and Eve also, whom I took out of his sight. Now I have driven them out of the garden. I have made them dwell in a land of sorrow and misery, because they transgressed against me. I have hearkened to Satan, and lo, they are in suffering until this day, 80th. Verse 15. Then Yahweh said unto me, arise, go to them, and make them come to thy place. And suffer not that Satan come near them and afflict them, for they are now in great misery and in life helpless from hunger. Verse 16. He further said to me, thou hast taken them to thyself, give them to eat of the fruit of the tree of life, and give them to drink of the water of peace. Clothe them in a garment of light, restore them to their former state of greatness, and lead them not in misery. They came from thee, but grieve not over them, but repent of that which has come upon them. Verse 17. When I heard this, I was sorrowful. My mind could not patiently bear it for thy sake, O my children. Verse 18. But Adam, when I heard this name of Satan, I was afraid and said within myself, I will not come out, lest he ensnare me, as he did my children, Adam and Eve. Verse 19. I said, O my Yahweh, when I go to my children, Satan will meet me in the way, war against me, as he did against them. Verse number 20. Then Yahweh said unto me, fear not, thou findest him, smite him with the staff that is in thy hand. Be not afraid of him, for thou art old standing. He shall not prevail against you.
Right there. Good. That's good enough right there. That's good enough right there. Now listen to that. Now listen to that story of the year right there. The story he just got through here, this is Satan talking. Remember Satan? Satan is a 5:8 of 1 Peter. Do you know Satan a 5:8? You think Satan takes time out on you? Well, what is Satan doing in 5:8 of Peter? 1 Peter. 1 Peter 5:8. What's
they
doing there, Brother
Yagdaya? The book of 1 Peter 5:8 reads. Book of 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
See, Satan's job is to walk about seeking who he can devour, see, right? Huh? Now, just want to show you something. Let me be clear about something. Satan seeking who he devour. Let's run back to the 12th chapter and pick up verse 43 of Matthew. Take a look at it and go another way. Matthew chapter, Satan's job is to seek who he can devour. And it's easy to find out, do he have you? Easy to find out after we show you exactly when Satan got hold to you. We're going to show you. So now you can examine yourself, do Satan got a hold to you? Let's look at 43. Down to verse 45. Let's see what's going on there, Brother Yagdaya Israel. Matthew 12:43-45.
Book of Matthew chapter 12, verse number 43-45 reads. Matthew, verse number 43. Matthew 12, verse 43. When the unclean spirit...
Hold it, Brother Yagdaya. I want to come back and look at one verse again. 60:60. Now you take this verse right here, 60:60, and put it in one hand, and now listen to what's said over here, and Adam and Eve 60:16, then we go on there. Now listen to what he got. So this is, you got to know how to be looking right in this book, and let's see what he get ready to say. Verse 16. What he say again, Brother Yagdaya Israel? Adam and Eve, 60:16.
First book of Adam and Eve, 60:16 reads, he further said to me, thou hast taken them to thyself. Give them to eat of the fruit of the tree of life, and give them to drink of the water of peace. Clothe them in a garment of light. Restore them to their former state of greatness. Leave them not in misery, for they came from thee. Agree not over them, but repent of that which has come upon them.
Now look at that. Now that got Adam's attention, because he must have had all these attributes on him. But he said, now, is to restore them back to, now, examine yourself. To restore you back to and give them the drink of water, of what word? Peace. What's in your life? Is you a peacemaker, or is you a hairy? Which one are you? So now if you're a peacemaker, that means that you have been restored. But if you're a hair raiser, that means that you have not been restored. So now examine yourself. Look in the mirror. What am I? Is I'm a hell raiser or is I'm a peacemaker? Huh? Hey, peacemaker. And clothe them with a garment. Do you wear garments? See, when you garments on, that means you at peace with yourself. Garments. Oh, no, I ain't wearing. It's okay. Now you see. Second. And restore the light. Now, what is the light? What is the light? Give me 8 verse 12. What's the light there, brother? St. John 8:12. What is the light? And put them back up under the light. The light. Restore them back to the light. What's the light? According to St. John 8 verse 12.
The book of St. John 8 verse 12 reads, "This speak Yahweh the Son again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world."
You see, restore them back to some Yahweh. Now, the next word upon it is miserable, misery. Every time your mouth open up, it's miserable coming out of your mouth. I don't like this. I don't like this. Why this? Why this? See? So these is the things that you got to examine yourself and find out what spirit is on you. If this spirit on you, when someone come in contact with you, what part do you fit? The peace, restore peace, or is you a backbiter, murmur, complainer, and you miserable? See? There's a jealousy right there, right there. Now, if whatever on you, we go on to Galatians and get a second witness if the light is on you. We're going to look at, and we're going to get the light in 5:21-22. Is I'm close enough? Galatians 5, I want to get the good part. So you won't know, you won't be able to examine yourself, because if you're not in the light of Yahweh, how can you put somebody else in the light of Yahweh? If you're not in the light of Yahweh, and the definition of being in the light of Yahweh, like we read over there, that Yahweh in whatever it was, 12 verse 5, or some kind of patience. So Yahweh, his name is patient. So he's patient for you to understand these ministry come to for you to examine yourself. And if I got to pull a rabbit out of here. And in the book of Galatians there, about Yahweh Israel, it's something written that we need to know. In the book of Galatians, let's see what I need to know. What did he say in Galatians chapter 6? He said, yes, here, go to Galatians and read this too. He said, I know who I want to hear this. Verse 7.
Book of Galatians.
Yeah, 6-7.
The book of Galatians 6, verse number 7 read, "Be not deceived, Yahweh is not mocked. Whatsoever man or woman sow, that shall they also reap."
Yeah. So if you sow out a miserable persona that's not of Yahweh, that's what Adam tried to get away from, that miserable persona. And he tell you all in verse 9 what?
Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
The book of Galatians chapter 6, verse number 9. "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not."
Mm-hmm. He's telling you, don't be weary in, I'm doing a little bit. No, don't get weary in doing, like, you know, much is given, much is required over there in Luke 12:48. So don't get weary in doing the right thing. But understand one thing. But your spirit got to be right. It got to line up. And remember, Satan dressed himself up as a messenger of Yahweh and said, "I'm here to restore you back to have a to peace garments. Draw you back to the state of grace, mercy, to put you back to where you belong. So that got his attention. See, right. See, we come into this misunderstanding one thing. If you don't line up with this Bible, the what the man is telling you, how you got to get your spirit right, you're going to lose. Because if you don't rehearse the righteous act now, you're not going to receive this. Because you're going to ask a specific people what they're working with. If they're working with anything. And Sirach 4 verse 6, do you know Sirach 4 verse 6 written in the Bible? Sirach 4 verse 6 is written in the Bible. What does it say in 4 verse 6?
The book of Sirach 4 verse number 6 reads, "For if he curse you in the bitterness of his mind, his prayer shall be heard of him that made him."
You see? So once leadership is properly in order, they can make it rough on you if they want to. Then right there, Rock 4 verse 6. But the spirit that gonna make this activate is what Adam was searching for to be restored back to him. So that means all his attributes, what we read in 60 verse 16, Adam once had it and he lost it. He once had it, then he lost it. Now back up to Adam Eve 59 while you're already. I'm gonna show you what happened. I'm gonna show you something in the 59th chapter. In the 59th chapter, look what it says in verse 6. See, when you lose all these attributes, what Yahweh says, this is what Yahweh will tell you eyeball to eyeball, but through his ministry. Adam and Eve, 59, verse 6 says what?
First book of Adam and Eve, 59, verse number 6 reads, "And Yahweh said unto him, O Adam, he is Yahweh, and master of all thou hast. He whom said, he will give thee divinity. Where is his love for you, and where is the gift he promised?"
You see? He said, "Adam will tell you like it is." Now we're going to read down to verse 10. He said, "I'm just going to tell you like it is, Adam." He said, "You're moaning, you're groaning, you're miserable and all this right here. Yeah, I'm going to tell you so you can be clear about what you're working with." 7 down to verse 10.
Verse number 7. "For once has it pleased him, O Adam, to come to thee, to comfort thee, to strengthen thee, to rejoice with thee, to send his hope to guard thee. Because I have hearkened to him and has yielded to his counsel, and has transgressed my Torah instruction, but has followed his behest." Verse number 8. "Then Adam wept there, O Yahweh, because
hold
I
that
seen the list."
Hold that part. Hold that part. Now you know what he really said. "You have followed his." What words he say? "You have followed..." you know what he said? He said, "Oh, Adam, you know, you have followed his..." Go ahead. What that word again?
Behest.
Now, you know what that word is now. You know what that word is right now, don't you? You are following his behalf. Is that what you think he said to him? No. He said, "You follow his BS." That's what you just thought. And that same thing we're doing right now. You following the world's BS, see right here. Right before your eyes, you following the world. And that's what he's saying. He said, "You following Satan BS. I told you what time it is." Look at that next. Hey.
Verse number 8. "Then Adam wept before Yahweh and said, O Yahweh, because I sinned a little, you have sorely plagued me in return for it. Ask thee to deliver me out of his hand. Well, have pity on me and take my life out of my body. Now in this strange land. Verse number 9. Yahweh said unto Adam, if only there had been this sighing and praying before earth, you did sin, then wouldst thou have rest from the trouble in which thou art now. Verse 10. Yahweh had patience with Isaac, and let him and Eve remain in the cave until they had fulfilled 40 days.
He said, because I came here myself. I brought out for and told you your do's and your don'ts. I told you your position of what to do, what not to do. Why would you let Satan bring you that BS? You let Satan bring you BS. Why did you do that? And that's why you're in trouble today. See? You know what he just said? BS. He said, you let Satan bring you that. And that was going on with the day, see, right? We let Satan bring on some things, and then he made it plain in Jeremiah what you become. I'm coming back to Matthew. I'll get to come back tomorrow with that. But maybe later on. I want to come back to Jeremiah 2 and see what happened. What happened? In Jeremiah chapter 2, the man is saying all over the book, what spirit you working with? And see, how would you communicate with people that's outside the spirit of Yahweh? Well, you got to recognize the thing. When you see the spirit is not aligned with the Bible, then you got to understand what spirit got a hold to them. But then they both ask, well, how can I get this bad spirit off me? Then you said, now we're talking. Because if you don't have the spirit where Yahweh is, that it's in the Bible, then you got the spirit of Yahweh have let it happen to you. Now in Jeremiah, about Yahweh Israel. You know what it says here in verse 1-5. We leave it like that. Look what he said. And this is what happens when you ignore and you try to communicate with them foul spirits. It's not of Yahweh. Jeremiah, but look what Yahweh says here. But he still says something to you. 3:1-5 in the close thing. We'll leave it like that. We come back tomorrow and we'll look at some more of this good stuff tomorrow. Brother Yahweh Israel. Jeremiah 3:1-5 says what?
Book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse number 1-5 reads. Book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse number 1-5. Verse number 1. They say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him and become another man, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? Thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. He return again to me, save Yahweh. Verse number 2, lift up thine eyes unto the high places and see where thou hast not been laid with, and the way hast thou set for them, as the Arabian in the wilderness. Thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredom and with thy wickedness. Verse number 3, therefore the showers have been withholden. There have been no latter rain. Thou hast a hoarse forehead. Thou refused to be ashamed. Verse 4, but thou not from this time cry unto me, my father. You are the God of my youth. Verse 5. But reserve his anger forever. Will he keep it to the end? You know, thou hast spoken and done evil things as you could.
Mm-hmm. Back up to Ezekiel 16. I got to get this in, brother. I got to Israel. Here in verse 22. Down to verse 28, and we'll close out with this. And listen, see, now, the first thing you thinking is one thing. The Bible have a double meaning to it. How is you playing this role on him today? Not doing what you just got through reading. Now, we're going to let him tie himself up. We'll tie it in with a little bit of this and come back a little bit later. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 16, pick up verse 22 down to verse 28, and that'll hold it. 28, let's skip down to verse 30. Yeah, that's it. Ezekiel chapter 16:22. Spend on down to verse 30. I just want to let it precept itself. 22 to verse 30 and close the statement. That's it. Brother Yagdai Israel, what you got?
The book of Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 22 to 30 reads. Book of Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 22. And in all thine abomination and thy whoredom, that thou remember the days of thy youth, thou was naked in bed, and was polluted in thy blood. Verse 23. And it came to pass after all thy wickedness, woe, woe unto thee, save Yahweh. Verse 24. Thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place, and hast made thee a high place in every street. Verse 25. Thou hast built thy high place at every head of the way, has made thy beauty to be abhorred, has opened thy feet to everyone that passed by, multiplied thy hoard. Verse 26, thou hast also committed fornication with Mizraim, the Egyptian, thy neighbors, great of flesh, and has increased thy hoard to provoke me to anger. Verse 27, behold, therefore I have stretched out my hand over thee, and have diminished thine ordinary food, and deliver thee unto the will of them that hate you, the daughters of the Philistines, which are ashamed of your lewd ways. Verse 28. Thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians, because thou was unsatiable. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with men with them. Yet could it not be satisfied. Verse 29. Thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornication in the land of Canaan unto Chaldea. Yet thou was not satisfied herewith. Verse 30. How weak is your mind, save Yahweh, seeing you've done all these things. The work of an imperious, whorish woman.
Now, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, see, Ray? What is he talking about? The Bible got double meaning to that wisdom of Solomon, what verse is that, Brother Yahweh Israel? That he's not talking currently, talking spiritual to you. See, when you, okay, we use, for example, playing a whore on him. You're not keeping the Sabbath day. Boom. Not keeping the feast day. Boom. Not wearing fringes. Boom. Always moaning and groaning. Boom. All these attributes of you playing a spiritual. Like he says, you on my right hand and I won't move. You know Yahweh is not literally on your right hand. He's come out to understanding it's on the right hand. So all these things that you have, murmuring, backbite complaining, the Bible going to kick his self. You look directly in the mirror, see the contrary to everything in the Bible. And then you have the opportunity to correct it according to the Bible. And then you will take that same wicked spirit and try to pass it on to somebody else. You destroy yourself and everybody come in contact with you. This is what he tells the children of Israel. He says, what they did, you peeked at what they was doing, and you got into it with them. And that's the same thing we're doing. We tell you what he said for us to do and what kind of spirit to have to help yourself, to help others. If you don't allow them kind of spirits, you got the devil on you. But you're going to figure out behind you the devil on me. You see? Do you fit into this? Then you know that's the devil on you. Now you won't know how to get the devil off you because of you. I tell you, forget that one. What? Let me go to Corinthians there, brother. He tell you if you got any spirits on you, he'll tell you in 2 Corinthians and no wise you're gonna do what. And we'll wrap it up right there. That's it. We'll cut off right there. He trying to tell you something. That's what we got to be able to get this thing on the people that's running things ain't running things longer than the steward. with a family ranch. He'll tell you in the book of Corinthians, he makes a profound statement that if you got in this on you in no wise, you get well. Help me out, brother. Y'all die, Israel. So in no wise, you're going to get well. He got a statement written over in Corinthians book. He said, I'll tell you and I'll tell you again. If any of this is on you, it is no wise you getting where you want to get to. So if you see yourself, you got an evil eye, you're a murmur, backbiter, complainer, you're not going to follow what the Bible tells you to do, understand something. You got to read. And no wise what? Tell me out there, brother, y'all die, Israel, and no wise what? Tell me out there, brother Yagdai Israel, and no wise you gonna, we're going to have a faith. So we can tell you up top. We're going to tell you up top because we know what, because we can read it. If your spirit ain't right, if your spirit is not right, you might be the most smartest person that can do it all. But if your spirit is not right, he says you got to know wise. Help me out, brother Yagdai Israel. What can I What can I read? Although I ain't got no book, period, right now. That in no wise, what? Tell me out, brother Yagdai Israel.
Yeah, I'm trying to lay my eyes on this here.
And he says, and no wise something. We'll be trying to tell you, see, right? You got to align with this Bible. You're not going to make it because you learned. If you get out of order in Yahuwah's word, but the one that's in the order, leadership position, got to understand something. Yahuwah put you in that leadership position, but to help those that got here to hear. And leadership got to step up to the plate now because there's a lot, much is given and much is required. But you got to let those that got them foul spirits. I understand one thing. You can be smart as you want to be, but if you out of order in Yahuwah, you ain't got nothing coming. Because he tell you, and no wise something. He says, and no wise something. And we'll leave it like that, brother Yahuwah Israel. Because right now, it got away from me on about no wise. Yeah, no, we'll get it. We'll get it if you want me to. Huh? You got it? He said, I'll tell you, and I'll tell you again. Ain't no wise something. Something he said, Brother Yahuwah Israel, in no wise. And we can put a little bit more to it, but we not. Okay? But in no wise. Well, D.F. Israel said, I got some on that. Okay, well, all right, D.F. Israel, we know you got some on it. We'll get with it shortly. So, both y'all got here, we ain't gonna worry about it. But, D.F. Israel said, I got some. So, what your closing statement is, and we'll catch you on just that quick, the special edition called Thursday. You see how this thing is running? It's running just like that, Steve Ray. But he got a no wise written in his Bible. And more D.F. Israel said, I'll take care of no wise. Steve, don't worry, I'll take care of that. Father, y'all die Israel. What's the closing statement is we take from there? Come on.
Hallelujah, Quah. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel, see Ray. Ray word, T. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Well, Mother D.F. said, I already got it looking at your First Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. So let me get the microphone. I'll take you in. All right, Mother D.F. Israel. We hear you. We hear you, Mother D.F. Israel. So let me get to the microphone. I'll take you in. See what we're saying, see, right? This is a big job ahead. You got to be in groove with the word of Yahuwah. But he got, like Mother D.F. Israel said, that And 1 Corinthians 6, verse number 9 and 10, he tell you about a line. Yeah? No wise. If your spirit is not right, and no wise, well, Mother D.F. Israel can read it all at a time of point. Let's bring our elder back in for his closing thoughts, and we'll bring the mothers in, and we'll get on that no wise. Bring the elder back in for his closing thoughts. Remember one thing, Steve Ray. It's all about one thing. Attitude. It got to be right in Yahuwah. If it's not right in Yahuwah, if you find yourself, it's how you look down at your phone. You pick your phone, you dial somebody. Always murmuring, backbiting, complaining, and miserable, all of that. See, Ray, that's not Yahuwah. You both be saying, well, how can I get this spirit off of me? Then those are the six anointed camp. I said, let's hear some of that spirit you got. Well, you know, I'm always got a doubt and tongue spirit. Okay, let's get to working on it in the Bible. See, that's the game changer. But I'm telling you something. You can be smart as you want. You can be able to read. Matter of fact, you might even can read Japanese right. But if your spirit ain't right, the man going to burn you in the fire. Because they got written, Mother D.F. Israel going to read a little bit later, that 1 Corinthians that she informed me on, verse 9 and 10, bottom line. We'll take care of it in a minute. Let's bring our elder back in this closing statement. Elder, Mr. Tibbs, you're on the clock for your closing statement on K66. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. You know, we've learned so much so far. And we learned that you got to stay away from people that lead you in a non-righteous direction because it affects some of us more than others. Some of us are pretty strong in Yahuwah's word, and some of us are like babies growing up. To make an example of that, I showed somebody a picture one day of somebody's face that had been so overwhelmed with bad teachings, it changed the structure of their face. And for time's sake, I'll just leave it like that. But I did show the picture. They were just like the Philip, the prophet, when he asked the guy on the chariot where he was reading, like in the book of Acts 8:32. It says, and the place in the scripture where he reads was this. He was led like a sheep to slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears. So he opened not his mouth. Well, this tells us we got to have big ears for the right word and not so much mouth because you might overtalk what you should be listening to. That's why we have to be careful about how we bring this word to you because we know a lot of people have came to hear this word, and most of us that are listening, they never understand. But Yahuwah's ministry, we make all this and more possible. We have to be aware by knowing the scripture and the Bible precepts, as I've said many times. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there, they camouflage their evil, confused teaching and overly loud bump the gums for righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. We've seen that already. So we're here to help guide you through these times. And welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast. There's always a lot to learn about Yahuwah's word, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found that which you have sought and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. Top part is Sabbath is Friday. Class starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We're also using a website address. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. click PayPal, and follow the instructions. In the other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, you kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature only available during live broadcast time. Once again, to use it, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first would be our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 or 9 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live, on the search line. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Choose the program that you were late logging into, or actually any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, as was previously mentioned, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we're also on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any on-the-table topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotgun. We will be taking no comments off topic or more than 2 text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict the misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Remember, today is another day that we're teaching you the word of Yahuwah, and nothing has changed except the number of people that come to come in Yahuwah's word, which is always a good thing. Because we have to remember, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've even done more, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another, past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. So to find out what our continued possibilities will be or can be, let's keep those Bibles open and see what is more to learn. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
That's our elder, Mr. Tibbs. Excellent on your part there, Elder Mr. Tibbs. And we look forward to listening in to the Pal Talk Room. Like I said, Seer will not say one word. He only rides shotgun. But I'm a great note taker. You know, I take notes. Because, see, sometimes I take notes. A lot of times, I take notes all the time, really. But sometimes you might make something in that note that then Yahuwah wants to take that lesson that direction. So, yeah, bless this ministry to be able to hear you make a speech and say, well, I want that brought out anyway, knock on and put some on that and just where you started. That's when you operate, see, right? That's when you know we are working with you. We
have you just take off from a from any direction. Let's go find a mother. So the mother's got a whole lot of I got something. I got something. That's nice. See, that's nice because I'm telling you something. We got to get in position because I'm telling you something. Just to get at these memos that we're looking at, it's going to take a great responsibility of the six anointed camps to, you know, step it up. Because the world and those you come in contact with need to see that you lead by example. And remember, Satan tried to deceive Adam. But what did Satan do to deceive Adam? He dressed up to look just like Adam. And what was that? Put a beard, put his garment on, put some fringes on, ribbon of blue. Look just like Adam. You mean they wore garments west? Yes, see, right. That's dirty. They tell you about that. No, that ain't what happened. You just heard the eyewitness. They had garments on. They covered themselves. They had fringes on. Huh? So he said, I'm going to dress up just like him. And we probably read another lesson maybe next week. Adam going to ask y'all a question about that. He going to say, did you create another people beside me? And when you hear teaching like that about the more people in the garden besides me, Satan, and you and your mate, that's not my teaching. That's another lesson. We'll leave that like that. See, it's so much we're gonna want to show you, Steve Ray, but remember, six anointed counts, you're gonna run across the same questions that we get. And our job is to make sure you're way ahead of it. When you meet your mother, the mother's out of count one. Mother E. Mother Z. Mother Israel. With a loud voice, you say, Mother E. Mother Z. Tribal Yabda Judah. Yabda Bidya C. Ray.
Yabda Bidya C. Israel. C. Ray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Mother E, Mother Z. Mother G of Israel, tribe of Yahweh, Judah. Yahweh be with you there, C. Roy.
Yahweh bless you, C. Israel of C. Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, what can I say? One thing I can tell you something, C. Roy, you'll know it when you know it. That was a final answer, but I'm gonna take it another way and come back to what you just said. Well, we might as well get out the way. Since Mother D up Israel, you got something, we might as well take a look at what you got and we'll precept what you got first. Let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. Then we'll precept what you got in 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10. Let's take a look at what you're working with. Galatians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. See, you have to be able to look right at your loved ones, grandbabies and everything else. And, Grandma, we know the name. We understand all that. But in Galatians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21, what does it say, M.O.D. of Israel?
Galatians chapter 5, verse 20 and 21. Idolaters, witchcraft, haters, I don't know that word, emulator, wrath, strife, seduction, heresy, 21, envying, murders, drunkenness, reveling, and such like of thee, which I tell you before. So I have also told you in time past, they that which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh.
Hey, spell on that, Mother Dear Israel. What is the name? What they saying? I'm smart. I'm a smart person. I can, I got a big worldly job. I'm very smart. I got degrees everywhere. But what is 5:20-21 saying there, Mother D.F. Israel?
This is sin, evil spirit. If you doing all these things, you are sinning. Evil spirit. You got an evil spirit in you.
Regardless about how smart you are, huh?
That's right.
Now, precept that to your verse in Corinthians chapter 6, 9, and 10. Now, precept that. Now, drop the precept on me. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Now, drop your precept on it.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Verse 9. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adultery, nor infinite, nor abuser of themselves with mankind, verse 10, nor thieves, nor covetousness, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Yahweh.
What is that saying now, Mother Dear Bishop? What's that saying?
You're saying the same thing. Your body is a temple of Yahweh, so this shouldn't be going on in the body.
What about in your mind?
Same thing. In the mind.
Mm-hmm. Let's give me one more Mother Dear Bishop. Give me Mark chapter 7, verse 21, down verse 23. Give me one more. And
Mark.
Mother, you have me. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, waiting on me. And Proverbs 8:17 and Hosea 5:15, have I had it waiting on me. Now, Mother, dear Israel, give me one more on every day. I mean, the Bible is saying it. See what we're trying to tell you, see, right? The whole Bible goes together. You can't, listen, all of it go together. This is a one big book, but it all is what you got to accept the whole role. We're going to read that. What it says in Mark 7, 21 through 23, what it say?
Mark chapter 7, verses 21 to 23. Verse 21, for from within, out of the mind of man and woman, proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornication, murder. Verse 22, thieves, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blaspheme, pride, foolishness. 23. All these evil things come from within and defile the man or woman.
But wait a minute. But in 21, it says something written in 21. This says, you know, it says, what it says in verse 21 again?
Mark chapter 7, verse 21. For from within, out of the mind of man
right
and woman.
Right there. Out of the mind. You might be saying, well, you might be in the mind with these thoughts in your head. You got an evil eye in the mind. You might be hiding behind a curtain with an evil eye in your mind. That's in your mind, see, right? See, the Bible got a double meaning too. If your mind thinks like that, if your mind thinks that you can come up another way, all that is going to get you cut off. If your mind is got entities, even as a backbiter, murmur, complainer, always don't understand, can't never understand, that part I like it, this part I don't. That's out of the mind. It ain't got nothing to do with you going over there looking for a Big Jim or Coca-Cola or Barbara. I'm going to look for Coca-Cola. No. You can be sitting right in your chair. And if your mind reflects in that way, you got to recognize what spirit just jumped on your knee. If you, your eyes in a corner, while you look at the book, but your eyes in a corner on something else, you got to recognize that's an evil eye. And what causes these evil eyes is contrary to Yahweh. Your spirit got to be right. Make it plain to you. Now, Mother, let's run to Galatians. Let's run to Ezekiel first. Then we come to the Galatians chapter 5:22. See, you know, I was sitting around with people. Some pass 100. And I said, let me tell you something. The reason we is in even these buildings we in right now is because we got to have the information. The information. But then when you hear it, you got to make a move on it. Now, and Galatians, Mother E, and Galatians, what we got to do that we can read. See, the key to it, what we got to do that we can read. See, you got to be able to read something. In Galatians chapter 2, what it says in verse 9 and 10. Galatians 2, 9, 10, and 3, verse 1 and 2. Galatians chapter 2, verse 9, 10, and goes straight down to 3, 1, and 2. What does it say that, Mother E?
Galatians chapter 2.
Now, make it Ezekiel. Make it Ezekiel. Thank you there, Mother E. Make it Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Then they go on Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. What does it say there, Mother E?
Ezekiel chapter 2, 9 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And Ezekiel and chapter 3.
1 and 2.
1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 2, verse 9 and 10. What does that say? What do Ezekiel 2, 9 and 10 say?
Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10. Verse 9. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 9. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. Verse 10. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without, and there was written therein lamentation and mourn and woe. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, set that thou findest. Eat that roll and go speak unto the family of Israel. Verse 2. For I opened my mouth and he caused me to eat that roll.
First hand.
As a dangerous hurt.
First hand.
Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 10. Moreover, he says unto me, Son of man, all my words that I shall speak speak unto thee, receive in thy mind, and hear with thine ear.
Verse 27.
Okay. Verse 27. But when I speak with thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith Yahweh, he that hears, let him hear, and he that forbears, let him forbear, for they are a rebellious family.
Mm-hmm. So, Mother E is telling us that the robe, you got to eat all this. You got to eat all this right here. But some like to say, I don't like that part of it, but I like that part of it. No, he's saying you got to eat all of it. You got to eat all of this right here. To get to where you got to get to, you got to eat all this. What are they here or what are they for bail? That's on them. But our job is to tell you, you got to eat all of this. Dress code to keeping the Sabbath day, to make sure your thoughts is right, not a murmur backed by the complaints. You got to eat all of this to get to where you want to get to in time appointed. Let's run to Galatians 5:22. What it say? Now what it say in Galatians 5:22? The spirit we got to have on us is a Galatians 5:22. To what you're trying to get to is eternal life or eternal damnation if you're not lying with this book. What price are you going to pay? This is what Yahweh say he requires of you, Galatians 5:22. What did it say that, Mother E? Galatians 5:22.
The book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and the covenant.
Is it up? So if you see, if you don't have it, you know something's wrong. If you're up under the protection of Yahweh, you got his will going, this is when we hear a report about you. This is when we hear the report. We hear the report. That brother, sister is a peaceful brother, sister. Joy, love, good spirit around. That's the report you got to hear. Then you know you're on the right track to get into the right kingdom. Or you end up at the wrong kingdom. Proverbs 8:17, what it say?
Proverbs 8:17.
Yes, ma'am. What did you say in 8:17?
Proverbs 8:17. Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me.
Now, what did y'all want to say? He said, I love them that love me.
Mm-hmm.
He don't love you upon your condition, my condition. No, no, no. I love them that love me. That's what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll precept that. And more deep Israel me, Hosea 5:15, waiting on me. Little precept there. He said, I love them that love me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go find out what he's talking about. We're going to St. John chapter 14, verse 15, 21 down to verse 27. Now listen, let your Bible tell whatever you got to say. Now, Yahweh just said to the mouth of Solomon, Solomon, put it in your book. I love them that love me. That's what he just said.
Mm-hmm.
And we just find the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is all these good attributes, right? Now let's go find out what Yahweh means that we can read. I love them that love me. St. John, chapter 14, verse 15. Skip down to verse 21, down to verse 24. Let the Bible tell what love he's talking about. What is that, Mother Eve?
The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my Torah instructions. 21 and 24. The 24. Verse 21. He that hates me, he that has my Torah instructions and keeps them, he it is that love me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Verse 22. Judas said unto him, not Iscar, Yahweh, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Verse 23, Yahweh answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Verse 24, he that love me not keepeth not my saying, and the word which I hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me.
Well, precept that to 1246 of St. John. Man, that one now, that's big talk. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my word. That's what he said. So now, if you love the mighty one, you will keep his word. Now we're going to precept that to 1246 of St. John. Let's see what it says when you precept your Bible in 1246.
St. John, chapter 12. I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness.
If you believe on him, you're not going to abide in darkness. 48.
He that rejected me and received not my word has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day.
What is he saying? And Mother, what is he saying? What is he just fucking saying there?
It say, he that rejected me and received not my word has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day.
What that mean, Mohi?
It means the words that Yahweh's son has spoken. That's what's going to judge us in the last day.
Ain't that something? You mean what you hear in the sixth morning camp, that the words that you hear coming right out from this Bible, these words is going to be what going to judge you in the last day. Listen, see,
right?
Take this Bible a little bit more serious. You wasn't created to do your own thing. Even Satan wasn't created to do his own thing. When Yahweh found sin and Satan in the 12th chapter, he kicked him out. It was nobody in on the book was created to do their own thing. You got to make sure you're doing to get Yahweh's reward. You got to be doing Yahweh's. What do you got on tape? Mother D up is ready at 5:15. Give me Galatians chapter 6:19-20. give me that first. Let me come back to it. Give me that. He said, yeah, see, that sounds pretty good. But when you gonna put a precept to what you just got through saying? Well, you see, put a precept to it. So in the book of Corinthians, make it Corinthians there, sister. I mean, Mother G.F. Israel. In the book
Not
of Corinthians. Yeah, but you make it Corinthians. We want to make sure that what we just got through saying is bagged up with scripture. And 1 Corinthians chapter 6, what do it say is in verse 19 and verse 20? See, once we get past thinking that we just pop from nowhere. No. Everybody that's in the world got a purpose. Some was created to be bunched in the fire. Some was created to help those that need to help. You was created for some reason. And once you find out what you was created for, then champion that. Look what it says over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit, which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own? Verse 20. For you, Verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, honor Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh.
And what do you mean by that? In 12 verse 1, Romans, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? 12 verse 1, 2, and 3. What do we mean by that? Maybe we can find out what he means by going to Romans 12, 1, 2, and 3. What do you mean by that, Mother D up Israel?
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh. Verse 3. For I say, through the mercy given unto me, to every man or woman that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as Yahweh has dealt to every man and woman the measure of faith, belief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not give me Hosea 5:15. So now give me the prophecy up. Everything you gonna say, now give me the prophecy of it.
Hosea.
Yeah, 5:15. Mother, he had me up 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8 and 9, waiting on me.
Hosea chapter 5, verse 15. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face in their affliction. They will seek me early.
You see, man, he's I'm just going to watch you. I'm just going to watch you. If you find out that your spirit is at a total peace, a peaceful state, then you got to find out, what can I do? My spirit is not at a peaceful state, My spirit is not. Yes. What is it? So that's where the anointed, six anointed camps come in. After we hear your speech, we must go in the Bible and see why your spirit is not at a peaceful state. Because he said you're not going to get to where you want to get just by listening to the broadcast. Well, I'm going to listen to the broadcast and take notes. No. You can do that, but that's not going to get you where you got to get to. Everything you have heard read got to be lining up. Do you wasting your time? If you're not going to perform to eat the role, you lose. Because you're pumped. Marie, what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 and 9.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 and verse 9. Verse 8. But to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Verse 9. To another faith the covenant by the same Spirit. To another the gift of healing by the same Spirit.
8 and 9 tell you one thing. Everything is dark by the same Spirit. You cannot be in a different spirit than the world. You got to have the same spirit, see, right? You can't be. I mean, my brothers come to the class. I say, hey, brother, what kind of spirit you got on you today? Well, see, you got to work on be having the same spirit, or the same spirit tells you that I am a Malachi 3:6. What is that, Mother E? I am a Malachi 3:6 spirit. And you got to be a Malachi 3:6 spirit. If you bow today, I'm up, and tomorrow, I'm down, then you know you have to seek leadership and see what can we get to working with you on it with to make sure your spirit is even till according to Yahweh. What's the reading, Mother E?
The book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6, read. Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. For I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Israel are not consumed.
He said, that's who I am. And what do it say is in Adam and Eve, chapter 1, 4 through 7, and a closing statement. What it says in Adam and Eve, first book of Adam and Eve, he said, I'm Yahweh, I don't change. Now, we're going back to your first father and mother. And mother, D of Israel means Psalms 119, 1 through 9, waiting on. Let's see what it says in Adam and Eve, Mother Eve, chapter 1, 4 down to verse. First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 1, 4 through 7. What does it say?
Okay. First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 1, verses 4 through 7. Verse 4 reads, and Yahweh created the seed of his own good pleasure, for he knew what would come of man. He should make so that after he had left the garden on account of his transgression sin, man should be born in the earth from among whom righteous ones should die, whose soul Yahweh would rise at the last day when they should return to their flesh. Should gather in the water of that sea, and all them repent of their sin.
But Verse 5.
When Yahweh made Adam go out of the garden, he did not place him on the border of it northward, lest he should draw near to the sea of water. And he and Eve washed themselves in it, be cleansed from their sin. But get the transgression they had committed, and he no longer reminded of it in the thought of their punishment. Verse 6. Then again, as the southern side of the garden, Yahweh was not pleased to let Adam dwell there, because when the wind blows from the north, it would bring him on that southern side and ship and smell of the tree of the garden, a delicious smell of the tree of the garden. Verse 7. Wherefore Yahweh did not put Adam there, as he should smell the sweet smell of those trees, fragrant in transgression, and find consolation for what he had done. Take delight in the smell of the tree, and not be cleansed from his transgression, sin.
So, we'll talk about that another time. But Yahweh is telling you there ain't one way to get off your sin. And so, we'll talk about that later. Mother, what's the closing statement behind what you just got through reading? Come on.
What's the closing statement behind what I just got through reading?
No, don't worry about that. Whatever your closing statement is, give you, whatever your closing statement is, bring that out. We'll talk about that later. See, Yahweh, he's making it plain, but like I said again, we got a lost couple there on tape. But whatever your closing statement is, you're on the clock, come on.
Okay. I'm reading out of the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Yahweh saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 15, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of Yahweh as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms and put his hand upon them and blessed them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Otherwise, if you don't put that puffed up spirit down and come to the sixth anointed camp as a little child, you're wasting your time. My dear of Israel, what you reading in your closing statement? Come up.
Well, you said Psalms 119, verses 1 to 9.
Yes, ma'am. And a closing statement behind it. Yep.
Psalm 119. Yep. Psalms 119, verses 1 to 9. Verse 1. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in Torah instructions of Yahweh. Verse 2. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole mind. Verse 3. They also do no sin. They walk in his ways. Verse 4. Thou hast commanded us to keep your precept diligently. Verse 5. Oh, that my way were directed to keep your statutes. Verse 6. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all your Torah instructions. Verse 7. I will praise you of righteousness of mine when I shall have learned your righteous judgment. Verse 8. I will keep your statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Verse 9. Withal shall a young man clean his ways by taking heed unto according to your word.
Okay. The only way you can be clean, you have to do the word the whole road. That's the only way you get clean. That's it,
yeah.
Right. If you're gonna do what you're gonna do the part you wanna do, you wanna cleanse yourself and anybody come in contact with you. How you can get clean? Not about jumping off into the water and get come out the water. You'll be clean when you accept the word and be a doer of the word and get in where you fit in at. Maldia of Israel, what's your closing statement? You on the clock. Come on.
Psalms 103, verse 17-18. But the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. Verse 18, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his Torah instruction to do them. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Mother E, Mother Z, Mother D of Israel. Listen, see, Ray, we come home, but we're telling you up front, if you're not lining up with what the Bible saying, you lose. The Bible is going to be judged.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black Messiah unless we create him.
Oh, yeah? Well, we don't know about all that. We don't know about all that, WCC. We know one thing, sooner or later, we're going to hear this word, and some going to step up to the plate, and they're going to do this with us. And we're going to get the blessing that we got coming. All right, until we meet again on a special edition call Thursday evening, Yahweh be with you all. Shalom, shalom, shalom. To the mothers.
Shalom, shalom.
To the teachers. That's all. Yahweh be with you all. Catch you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you all. Shalom.
Shalom.
That's mm-hmm.